Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Hey, Dad. Can I come in? Are you busy? I really would like to talk to you. For one thing, I want to talk to you about how much I love you. I know, you remind me all the time. I know you've told me that no weapon formed against me will prosper, and I know that. I know you bring it to my mind all the time, but still, you know, my heart's been really weak lately. I've been troubled. Yes, I know you're always with me. I know there's nothing new under the sun, and there's no sin, and there's nothing that could happen to me that hasn't already happened before. I know that. But there's still a couple of things I need to talk to you about. Yeah, it's really been hard lately. You know, 25 years ago, I know you remember, it was his birthday. Yes, he is.
Really? Wow.
I didn't know that. Oh, that's so wonderful. Father, can you say hi to my son?
Yeah, I thought about him today.
I remembered it was his birthday.
Can you hold him for me?
Thanks. I know. I understand. I just appreciated every moment to have him.
Yeah.
I wish I could see the smile on his face today. Thanks. Yeah, my heart's still been weak about a couple of other things too, though, you know. I've really been trying to just reach out as hard as I could. Yes, everywhere, to everyone. They just don't want to listen. No, I have told them every single thing you told me. I have left nothing out. No, I didn't. Well, they don't seek to do good. No, they don't. They're not running from sin. Mm-mm. I did warn them. I did. I did tell them that. I told them that you knew them before they were formed in their mother's womb. I did. I told them they were born and they were sanctified by you, but they didn't want to listen to me. I know. I did tell them that you will surely carry out all your threats of punishment. I tried to. It brings such a heavy heart to me. They don't want to listen to my words spoken through your mouth. Well, I don't know. I know. I'm not afraid. I'm really not afraid of the people. I know you're with me. I do. I tell myself every day, I'm sorry I haven't been calling you regularly and talking to you about this, but I know you're with me, and I understand you will deliver me. Yes? No, Dad, I know. I know you love me. I know. I have tried to tell them. I understand they have forsaken you, the fountain of life-giving water. They built for themselves broken cisterns that can't hold water. They don't even know they're thirsty, Dad. No. They have become a degenerate race of evil men. Clearly, we understand that. That all that befits them, yes, we know. I've been trying to tell them that the Ark of God and the Covenant of God is before them. I told them that the Lord himself will be among them and that the whole city of Jerusalem will be known as the throne of the Lord, but they don't want to listen. They're stiff-neck people. Do what? Tell them something else. Tell them what? Put on clothes of mourning and weep with broken hearts? They're not going to listen to that. For fierce anger, the Lord has not stopped yet? Really? Princes will tremble in fear. Priests and prophets will be stricken with horror. When's that going to be? You're going to do what? Send a burning wind from the desert upon them? Wow. So what do you want me to do with that? What do you want me to do with that, Dad? Warn the nations that the enemy is coming from a distant land and that they shout against Jerusalem, the cities of Judah? I've been told. Yes, my heart is heavy. My heart is heavy. My heart writhes in pain. My heart pounds within me. I cannot be still because I've heard, oh my soul, the blast of the enemy's trumpets and the enemy's battle cries. Yes, Father God. Well, I've told them. They don't understand. They don't know how to obey you, I guess. No. They are well-fed, lusty stallions, each and every one of them, neighing at each and other's neighbor's mates. They don't listen. They are a foolish, senseless people. You with the eyes that do not see and the ears that do not listen. You have no respect at all for the Lord God. How can it be, Father God, that when I tell them, they don't humble themselves? They don't even tremble in your presence. They don't realize that you set the shorelines of the world by perpetual decrees so that the oceans, though they toss and roll, can never pass through the bonds that you have set. I've already warned them about taking care of their brothers and sisters. They refuse to do justice to orphans, and they refuse to do right to the poor. I've warned them. I've told them about the battle. Yes, I did. Yes, I've told them about the disaster upon disaster that will befall the people of the world. I did. Who will listen when I warn them? Their ears are closed and they refuse to hear. The word of God is angering them. They don't want it at all. I'm so tired. I'm weary of holding all of this in. I just want to let it all out. I'm going to play these games. My enemies live all around me in homes all around me. They're swindlers and they're liars. And the worst of them climbs his way to the top. They think they can heal their own wounds. They believe that they have righteous priests and prophets. But, Dad, I'm telling you, I know, I told them, they're going to give them assurances of peace and safety when all there will be is war. I told them. Yes. I know. I have set a watchman over you who warned you, listen for the sound of the trumpet. It will let you know when the trouble comes, but you said, no, we won't pay attention. How can I tell them that the bellows are burning? The fire is burning. The bellows blow fiercely, and the refining fire grows. It's growing hotter. I've told them. They can't be purified because there's no pureness within them, or they. So does that mean you're going to come back pretty soon because there's no pureness within them? All is dross, no matter how hot the fire, they continue in their wicked ways. And you have labeled them impure. You've rejected all of those. They are rejected silver, and you've declared that. I see. And you want me to go out and tell them to listen to this message? They're not going to listen. I can try to explain that it's no wonder your anger is so great. Watch how the children gather wood. How the children gather wood to the fathers and build fires, and the women knead dough and make cakes to offer to the Queen of Heaven and to their other idol gods. I've tried to tell them, Dad, they do not believe that you will have any fierce anger. The prophets tell them there's no sin. The prophets don't warn them of your fierce anger. The prophets don't even talk to them about your soon return. I try to tell them. I've tried to warn them of your anger, of your pouring out your anger. Yes. Your fierce anger on this place, the people, the animals, the trees, the plants, will be consumed by your unquenchable fire of anger, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. It wasn't offerings and sacrifices you wanted from your fathers, our children here, when they were led out of Egypt. That was not the point. I've told them to obey you. I've told them you will be their God if you will obey. If you will obey, I will be your God, and you shall be my people only as I say, and all shall be well if you do. Day after day, but they wouldn't listen. They don't even try to hear. They're stubborn and hard and rebellious. They're even worse than their fathers were. And I have warned them to tell them. I have warned them. But, Dad, don't expect them to respond. And they refuse to be taught. They want to believe a lie. They do. They're shameful. They've sinned, worshiping false idols. They make idols of rocks. They make idols of wood. They carry them around, and they do nothing but take them even into your temple, polluting it. Yes, sometimes they even burn their own sons and daughters as sacrifices to their gods. Something I couldn't even think about. Wow, Dad. They've slain so many, all of those aborted babies. All of those babies. Makes me think about my son. How can they sing a happy song, and how can there be laughter in the streets?
And the land lies in desolation. And they don't even know the enemy that's within them. This evil nation. They don't understand what a terrible thing that will be done. Yes, the stork knows the time of her migration, as does the turtle dove and the crane and the swallow. And they all return at God's appointed time every year. But not my people, he says. I'm so sorry, Dad. Can I accept your loss? And then they say, we understand his laws. But the prophets, the teachers, the leaders have twisted every word to mean things that you never said. They don't know that you'll bring shame for this sin. Shame of rejecting the true word of the Lord because they believe they are so wise in their own eyes. I know. Okay. So you, now, can I get a piece of paper and write this down? Because is it going to be long? I'm running out of time here, dude. All right, sorry. They give useless medication for my people's grievous wounds, for they assure them all is well, and there isn't anything that's true at all to that. They're ashamed because they worship idols. No, they're not in the least. They don't even know how to blush. That is why I will see to it that they be among the fallen. I will visit them with death. Wow. This is difficult, Dad. You know, if all of this stuff is what we're going to talk about every single time we get together, I know. Yes, I did. I did take an oath to be a child of God. I did. So there you go. But here's the deal. My grief is beyond healing and my heart is broken. Because I can hear the weeping of all of your people across the land. They're crying out, a lot of them, they're crying and they're saying, where is the Lord? And they want to know, where is God? Has he deserted us? No, I know. They don't cry out. They are silent. And they stand dumb and they stand in grief because there is no medicine for the Son of Man. They have not turned to you. No, I understand. And you said you would weep all day and all night. And you would weep forever and sob for the slain people. Because they're living in an adulterous and treacherous generation, they shoot their tongues like arrows.
arrows of untruth, really? Dad, how can I tell them to beware of each and every one of their neighbors and their brothers? Because they want to take advantage of each other and spread malicious and slanderous lies about them. They're not going to appreciate me telling them this stuff. They're foolish. These are your children that defraud each other. These are the ones that pile evil upon evil and lie upon lie and utterly refuse to come to you or come and pray humbly with a contrite heart before you. They don't obey your commandments. They have never spoken your commandments in a public place. They boast alone. They say among people that they truly know you, but they don't know you. They don't come before you and talk to you like I do. I'm calling you up today, and I haven't heard one thing that's going to make me feel good. I called you up to be lifted up and to be feeling good about my day here today. Okay, Dad. No. Yes, I do know. I hope I'm not blamed for it. All right, I will. I will. Send my brother to stand next to me. Stand next to me. Send my brother to stand next to me to give me the opportunity and to help me boldly preach a sermon for the whole world to hear that he has saved me. Dad, I try to tell them. I don't want them to be thrown to the lions. I've told them that the Lord will deliver them from all evil and will bring them into his heavenly kingdom. I told them you will be God forever and ever. Amen. Yes. Yes, Father God. Dad. Every time I talk to you, you tell me I've been sent to bring faith to those who God has chosen and to teach them to know God's truth and the kind of truth that changes their lives. Yes, I know that only through you do they have eternal life. I believe that because I have eternal life through you. Yes, you promised that to me since the world began, and I do know you can never lie. You've offered me good and honest truths. I will reveal this good news, and I'm so thankful that you've permitted me to tell it to everyone. And by this commandment of our God and Savior, I will do this because I know that this is an honest and trustworthy job, and you've trusted in me to do this work for you. Yes. I will. I have chosen a few good men. They are well thought of. They do live good lives, and they all have one good wife. They have a wonderful reputation, and they surely do want to change lives. I did. I sat each and every one of them down, and I told them before they go out, before they went out to witness, that they had to explain that these people have to live a good and pure life, that their own heart has to be turned away from evil, and that they can't trust in evil. I did. No, they cannot have a rebellious heart, and that you see the color of each and every heart. I warned them that you were the cardio knower, and I warned them that you can see into the heart of all, that you divide down into the heart, the bone and the marrow. And I did. I told them that if they just pretend to know God, but it isn't demonstrated by the way they act, that they will be worthless so far as doing anything good. and that they are to speak up every day about what is good and righteous and not to go along with evil. And I'm telling them every day conversations need to be sensible and logical. And that your life was given as a free gift for eternal salvation. Yes, and it's offered to everyone. I am reminding them, Dad. Remind them also not to quarrel with each other. I know. Boy, I'll tell you, that's part of why my heart is so heavy in the first place and why I made this phone call. I know, I can't save myself, and that's why I'm talking to you. Can you just kind of lift up my heart today a little bit? Can you just release a little bit of your Holy Spirit from heaven and send it on down? Renew my spirit and build it up today so I can face the treachery and the terrors, the lies and the demons, the powers from unseen places and unknown demons that surround me in the day. I know that I dwell in the secret places of the Most High and that you're always with me to lead, guide, and direct my path, even when I'm not talking to you on the phone, Dad. Yes, I'm going to call you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I know. I'm kind of running out of time here, Dad. To tell them they were never good enough and that nothing they can do can ever save them. That the kindness and love of God and the Savior will appear, and when he saves us, it was because we were destined to be saved. That you washed away our sins and gave us new joy and an indwelling of this Holy Spirit. The one that I want you to send down to me right now to renew me with truth and light in the way. Because that's what Jesus Christ died for, our Savior. Yes, I will. And I tell you, if it wasn't for the great kindness and that blood that I know I can share with you and my brothers and the wealth of that eternal life that you gave me that just makes me feel great every day. Dad, I think I just feel really good talking to you today. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Yes. I will tell them the Lord and the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ will be blessing them. I will be praying for them too, Father. Learn to help those that are in need and all of those that are in assistance. Yes, I will. I'll tell them, Dad, I got to go. Be fruitful with the truth. I will. Okay. All right, I'm planning on calling you tomorrow, so make sure you say hi to Jacob for me. Remember, it's his birthday today. Yeah, hug him for me, okay? I love you guys. I'm really looking forward to seeing you. Oh, that table you have. Well, make sure you stock the fish pond for me because I'm sharpening my fish hooks. I can't wait to go fishing. Yeah. No, I haven't caught any fish lately. Haven't had time. I've been out giving a testimony of you, Dad. All right. All right, again. I got to go, running out of time. All right, having a good day. Thanks, Dad. It was great talking to you again. I really love you. Crawling down off your lap again. Bye-bye. Got to go to work. Adios. Bye-bye.